Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called You're Only One Joint Venture Away from Success, a guide for new HMA marketing consulting students on setting up strategic alliances. Corey is a new HMA marketing consulting student who's gone through all the videos, has a general sense of how it all works, but would like to know the best ways to make contacts and get it started. He hates cold calling, and the truth be known, that's not the easiest route. But the good news is, if it's done right, it could set you up for a long time. By making your main focus establishing joint ventures instead of trying to land one single client, you might be able to take your business from fledging to thriving with just one yes response. The trick is to look for networking opportunities like the ones you'll find at your local chamber of commerce. And in this audio, you'll hear three ways you can use that group to set up joint venture deals, get your name established, meet key people in your region, and gain clients fast. But still, that's not the only JV option you'll hear in this audio. You'll hear the little-known joint venture technique you can learn from a window cleaning business in Arizona. After listening to this guy's story, you'll never underestimate the power of one good joint venture again. You'll hear key strategies for making joint ventures with competing businesses. Yes, you can approach other consultants with JV opportunities too. Here's how. You'll learn cold calling scripts you can use to set up all of these joint ventures, but why you may not want to use them word for word. You'll hear how to combine the $500 value of the opportunity analysis with a nice little referral fee and make establishing a joint venture with you seem like a no-brainer. You'll hear exactly where to go to find group training and seminar opportunities for your HMA practice and have businesses pay you $1,000 to train a group of employees or simply sell the material for an easier profit. You'll hear the one type of business you should stay away from when prospecting because they never have control of their own marketing and won't be able to implement a thing. You'll hear an easy Craigslist trick you can do for finding joint ventures fast that will more than pay for itself after your first good client. Look, when it comes to setting up your first joint venture, the hardest part is picking up the phone and introducing yourself. But it will get easier the more you do it. If you're sincere with your approach and you've got a good action plan, you should have no problems establishing the kind of joint ventures that could change your business overnight. And in this audio interview, you'll get a step-by-step look at how to make them. Now let's get going. Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Where are you at right now? Have you gone through all the videos and everything?
Yes.
All right. Are you getting a general idea of how everything's working?
Yes.
Okay. So where are you at right now? What can I help you with to, I guess, kick your butt a little bit to get you to start making some contacts or some phone calls or setting up a system where someone else can do some phone calls for you? What do you think is the best way to go for you?
I thought about the cold calling. I was thinking about some of the connects I have now. One, I do know a friend of mine, he owns a used car dealership, and I haven't contacted him yet about the system, but he's a prospective business owner that I was going to email him, if not tonight, tomorrow.
That's a good idea. What city are you in again?
Virginia Beach.
Do you have any businesses that you've known for a long time that you patron, where you get your hair cut, or a restaurant that you frequent and you like, a yogurt store where you've seen the owner, any kind of thing like that, that you've got some kind of relationship with an owner or a manager?
It's one store in this mall that I work at that I don't really shop there often, but I do know the owner. Well, I don't know him, but when I bought things there before and when I see him, you know, we speak, but I really wouldn't consider that a warm contact, but it's someone I know, and when I see, I speak to them and, you know, talk a little.
Here's what I tell a lot of the consultants. It's pretty hard going to someone cold because they don't know you. You're just like another salesman, even though your message is a little bit different compared to everyone else trying to sell advertising. And you can spend that same amount of cold calling energy to cold call and set up an alliance or a joint venture where you can work a little deal with somebody. So you can go on to Virginia Beach Craigslist and look for local service providers, or go on to the Virginia Beach Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber of Commerce will have a listing of all the members. You could find groups who are members of networking opportunity groups like BNI, Business Network International. These are all these people going to these weekly meetings looking for networking opportunities. And so you can find the names of these local business owners and you can find out what they're doing. So let's say, for example, you have website design and it's a small, maybe one or two or three person website design firm in Virginia Beach. Maybe they're working at a small office or a home and they've got clients and they're doing well, and you can contact them and just introduce yourself. You're a non-competing business, but you're a complementary business. So if someone's designing a website for a client and they have a relationship for them, you can say, I can help you offer more products and more services and help you increase the value of your website design firm, where you're not like everyone else just designing a website to make it look pretty, but now I can help you integrate some of the proven and tried direct marketing principles and systems for growing a business without spending more money on advertising. You say, let's do a deal together. I offer complimentary services that you don't offer. You offer website design services that I don't offer. Let's make a deal. You can refer your past customers to me and offer them a free opportunity analysis where they are gifting their past customers something that they feel is important. Not only is the web design stuff that they did for them good, but they have partnered with a marketing expert and they have gifted their past client a $500 opportunity analysis where they will connect you with their past client and give their past client an opportunity to uncover some hidden assets within their business. And so if you sign up any of their past clients some consulting services, you work a deal where you'll pay them a percentage of the first project, or you can give them a percentage of the second project, or you can negotiate whatever you want. And so they look good offering extra value to their past customers. They look good because they gift them something of real value, $500 analysis of the business, and they have the opportunity to help their client. And then you get that referral. It's a warm referral. It's coming from them, and you have the opportunity to get a client. So if you can set some alliances up like that with three or four local businesses, boom, you'll never have to cold call or cold prospect again.
Right.
I've got a great interview. Did I send you my interview that I just did with this window washing guy?
No.
Okay, there's a guy who called me last week. I interviewed him. He told me he had listened to one of my recordings on how to make money washing windows, and he was dead broke. He had $7. He went into a 99-cent store, bought two squeegees, a bucket, some dishwashing soap, and just went out there and started calling on businesses to do their windows. And he built up a business of $6,000 a month washing windows. But where it all changed for him was when he stopped calling on prospects cold, and he went on to Google and he typed in window washing in the Phoenix area, and he found the three top search engine results, and he called the owner and set up a deal with him. And they did a partnership because this owner had more accounts than he could handle. He was turning away business that wasn't in his geographical area. He was turning away window washing business that didn't fit what he did. And the moment that deal was struck, his phone never stopped ringing. And it was that simple alliance. I want you to email me when we hang up. I want to send you that recording. It's so fresh, the recording is. It's not even edited, but I'll let you listen to the play only. And that will really give you inspiration.
You want to be your first client. You want to put yourself through the HMA system, even in your consulting business. And it's a lot easier establishing a joint venture with one or two strong non-competing businesses than it is going out cold prospecting. This is how Richard has built his business. He's been working accounts that have been referred to him by all these MEPs, these manufacturing extension partnerships. All of his accounts are endorsed joint ventures that he set up with these MEPs all over Utah.
Wow. So you said go on Craigslist?
I'm doing a little recording of this, so I'm going to send you a recording so you can re-listen to all this, because I've said a lot of little things. Craigslist is one opportunity. The Chamber of Commerce is a great place, because if you get a listing of all the business who are members of the Chamber of Commerce in your area, you'll have the owner's name, you'll have their website. Before you contact them, you can go take a look at their website. You want a little intelligence on what they're doing before you call them. So it's not a cold call. It's someone who's really looked at their website, and you could probably talk about their website, and they know that you're for real and not someone just cold calling. Does that make sense?
Yes. So do you suggest that I listen to the joint venture section of the HMA University?
Yeah, I think you can listen to a couple of those recordings. Absolutely, because that is a very powerful aspect of what you want to do. And I want to also send you the window washing one, because even though it's more recent, it's just an incredible little story that really hits home the power of doing a joint venture. So I would rather see you cold prospecting to set up an alliance, a joint venture, compared to cold prospecting to set up one client to sell your services to.
I see what you're saying.
So if you email me, I'll send you both the window washing recording, and I think that'd be great for you to listen to. And then I'll also send you this recording.
Okay. I have another question about the internet marketing, because Richard talked about taking a system, you know, you can take it in any direction you want and specialize, you know, when it comes to the big four,
yeah.
You can specialize in which one. And I was thinking more towards the internet marketing.
You can do that. I mean, you can take the four steps on internet marketing, because it's all relevant. Integrating a USP for a website, getting that USP integrated all through the site, database marketing and alliances. It would work perfectly with just internet marketing if you wanted to do that, yes.
So I could just do that, because I was thinking, should I try offline doing it for some businesses before I did internet marketing?
Well, you might find that a lot of online websites have offline businesses. So you could come into them online, and you might find, you know, if they have a store and they have a website that sells vertical blinds, for example, and they have no USP on their website, it means they've got no USP within their brick-and-mortar business, no signage, their salespeople on the floor aren't illustrating what the unique selling proposition is to their customers. It's not being done when the phone rings. So you're going to find that the online stuff merges with the offline stuff. So even to produce more value, you can say developing a USP for the business covers offline and online, because it really is all combined anyway.
Right.
But you may find businesses that are strictly online and there's no offline. Then it would just be online only, since there is no offline presence. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
But you can certainly do that. The Core 4 will work beautifully with an online-only business. And the biggest thing you're looking for are those marketing assets. So what do you think one of the best marketing assets an online business would have would be?
Their list, their database.
Their list, that's it, their database. That's where the gold is right there. If they're an online business and they have not one customer, are they a good prospect for you?
No.
Probably not. Unless they have a ton of money and they have no USP, you could still develop a USP. You could get a database system set up for them. You can charge them for that. You can help them start integrating their USP through their website and their email signature and their autoresponder signature. Those are different touching points that a USP needs to be identified, even though it's an online business. And you can certainly help them establish a joint venture relationship. You can still charge for those projects even though they don't have customers. But your best chance to get them the 20% growth in 20 days or 100 days or whatever you want to promise them is best going to be done with a customer list that's not being utilized. or some incredible, obvious skill and expertise that they have that's not being shared with their visitors or prospects or customers.
So the hidden internet marketing system, the guy, I think his name David, when he talks about doing the workshop, is that integrated into the 21st century marketing system, the Richard system? Or
well, I felt like it was a good thing to add. It's not part of Richard's stuff. It was really a system for one to use to generate marketing consulting clients, mainly online marketing consulting clients. And he was using, you know, a seminar to establish and generate those clients. If you want to do a seminar and approach schools, and he was using like a nonprofit type organization, but you can go in and put on a workshop and generate clients that way with David's system. That's more of an online system, but you could also do the same thing with Richard's HMA system, and you can do a workshop and share the core four steps with business owners. You know, USP, integrating, joint venture, and database. And that could be enough to generate clients for you as well. So you could combine them or do them individually. It just depends.
So you said when I approach the business owners to do a joint venture, my best prospects is those who kind of have complementary products. Well, that sells like complementary products or services.
Complementary, but not competing. Okay, you're not going to go to another marketing consultant and say, hey, let's do a deal. But however, let's take that back. You know, I've had consultants who have contacted the Chamber of Commerce and said, I'd like to put on a marketing consulting workshop. And the people at the Chamber of Commerce says, oh, we already have someone who does the marketing consulting for our members. Well, a lot of people would ordinarily just say, well, that's not going to work because they already have someone. They don't need me. This guy's already in there, and never do anything about it. I tell my consultants, I would pick up the phone and call that guy, and I would introduce myself and tell him who you are, what you're doing. You're trained in a marketing consulting system that can grow business without them spending more money on advertising. And you know, in real life, things happen. People get divorced. You get burned out. You may be sick. And the reason I'm calling you is maybe at some point, not now, but in the future, that there's an opportunity that I can help pick up the slack for you. If you don't feel like doing a workshop, I'll come in and do it for you. I'll be your wingman. If you've got a client that you can't stand, you can turn them over to me, and I'll give you a percentage of whatever we get. So you can establish an alliance with competing people within your industry and do deals that way as well, especially since he's already integrated into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's all about just making the phone call, setting up a deal, establishing a relationship. There's all kinds of stuff going on with a guy who's been doing consulting workshops with the chamber for many years. He may be burned out. He may hate it. He may say, hey, are you interested in buying my business? I mean, you just don't know until you pick up the phone and introduce yourself and just say, let me get your opinion on this. I was thinking about maybe we could do something together. Are there any times where you need someone to cover your back for some of your workshops or some of your clients? And just say, if you don't have anyone, I'm your guy. And just tell them what you got going.
Okay. Is there like a script or something I can use to approach these business owners to do a joint venture deal?
I don't even want to give you a script, Corey. I want you to just keep it real. Just keep it real. Don't script it. Just tell them what's going down. Tell them the truth. You know, I'm Corey Taylor. I've been studying my ass off with an incredible marketing system called the HMA Marketing Consulting System. In the system, they tell me it makes sense to set up alliances rather than to start prospecting on cold people I don't even know. And that's the reason I'm calling you today. Is there any way that I could cover your back in the event you're sick, or you're sick of some clients that you don't like? Or is there anything that you can think of where I could help make your consulting business a little easier? I'm trained. I understand the system. I'm ready to go to work. What can we do together? Okay? He may have too many clients. He may say, all right, here's a bone. I'll give you a chance. Here's a client I'm working with. I've done this. And they may be a terrible consultant. You may be able to offer more than what they're already offering. They may not have the information that you have. I want you to keep it real and just tell the truth. That's going to come across much more sincere than a script. Tell them you're nervous. Tell them you're just starting out. Tell them you hate cold calling. they can probably identify with that because they've been there before, too. They'll identify with you, I promise you. It's crazy, okay. But it'll work. May not work with everyone, but you keep it real and tell the unvarnished truth. That would be my advice rather than do a script.
That kind of reminds me of the interviews you did with, I think one of the guys was Ben Settler, and there was some other copywriters, and they were saying that, you know, if you just kind of be sincere with your approach and you talk to them kind of like if they were family, so to speak. I mean, you're still professional, but, you know, with all the hype and it.
That's right. People are sick of the hype. It's so rare to find someone sincere who tells it like it is. So you will be one up on everyone if you can do that.
Okay, that really kind of shifted my focus and, you know, kind of had me in a direction. Instead of, like you said, prospecting for one client, I should prospect for joint ventures.
Yes.
Kind of like we have that leverage.
Definitely, you know, definitely. One little idea, one little shift can make a big difference. I'm going to send you the window washing. I want you to listen to this one. You don't have to listen to the whole thing, but listen to the part when he talks about how it changed everything.
Okay. 23 reports that I have. I can print those out and put my name on them and kind of distribute those as like free reports.
Yes, you can. You can take the Word versions and you can change up the cover and you can do whatever you want on that. Yes. Put your name in the header and the footer. You can't change the author's name, but you can put, you know, special report provided by Corey Taylor Marketing on the front cover. Have your phone number in there and maybe an offer for a 20-minute opportunity analysis right on the front. You can certainly do that.
Because I was thinking of developing some of my own information products. You know, I'm focused on the HMA system, but I wanted to take a lot of the marketing, kind of make my own marketing information product that I probably could sell as like a back-end product to certain clients, but I didn't know as far as like as much information.
You have the 7-step manuals. Have you gotten your stuff yet?
Yes.
Okay, so the blue 8 steps?
Yes.
You can get those from me for about $50 for all 8 sets. So you can resell those. That's all do-it-yourself. That's the HMA system for a business to take himself through the system. So those are the group training workbooks. You could sell group training. You could sell it as a group, and where businesses pay you, you know, $1,000 for 3 sessions, and you take them through those steps. Or you can just sell those manuals individually for a couple $100. You can get them from me for $50.
Really? Okay.
So that's done for you, how to grow your business without spending money on advertising. That's basically the HMA system for a business to take themselves through. I'll work with you one-on-one by phone. It can be by phone consulting only. And you give them those 8 steps, or you don't have to give them all 8. You can just take steps 5, 6, 7, and 8 out and just give them the 4 steps, the core 4, and just say, I'll work with you by phone. Here is the system. You have to integrate it. You just set the guideline. You're going to have to call me once you're done with each one, and I'm here to answer any questions for you and offer any kind of coaching by phone only, or you can make it by phone and email only, and you can charge money for that.
Okay, because I was thinking of having like my site when I capture these names, because I'm going to put a site up for my consulting business, and I was thinking, well, if I could have like those workbooks to certain customers or to certain people that's on my list, they could download those.
Well, you won't be able to get them in a downloadable form because I protect them. I only send them physical copies, and if you want the printed versions, you got to get them from me. For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Okay.
Because I don't want them out digitally because they'll be abused.
I understand that.
All right. Anything else you can think of?
No, not at this moment. Another person I'm working with is an insurance agent, I know. And, well, they're not really paying me. It's just kind of like something to help them, you know, and also to help me work on the HMA system or kind of pretty much get my feet wet. And to set, I guess, the USP for individual agents is kind of hard because their products are like the insurance companies.
Yeah, I'd stay away from the insurance companies because they're very highly regulated and they can't do anything without the home office approving. Move on to someone who has more of the ability to make a decision.
Okay.
That's my advice.
Okay. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were.
Yeah, they have to get every type of marketing approved through the home office, and it's very tightly controlled.
Okay.
Well, has this been helpful?
Yes. Yes, it really has. And I like just the idea of what you said, just prospect for joint ventures instead of, you know, the individual clients. That kind of helps me save time and save effort instead of going after these individual clients.
Yeah, let that be your main focus. But if you come into a situation where you meet someone and you have an opportunity to engage them for one-on-one client work, by all means, do it. But your main focus, I'd like to see you focus on establishing a joint venture. I would start with looking at some members of your local Chamber of Commerce. Google it. Chamber of Commerce for your area, and look at some of the members, and then look at some of the websites and pick one or two to call each day. Okay. And I'd call them. Well, if they're a small business, you can email them as well. Make it a personal email. You know, make it a real personal email that says you looked at their website, you like the orange and blue going down the left side. Make sure they know you've really looked at it and that you can decipher that it's not a cold email or a spam email. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And engage them. I'd like to see you call and talk to the owner first.
Okay. And that shouldn't be a problem. I mean, because I've been in sales pretty much. All of my jobs are sales.
There you go.
I'm kind of nervous about.
Well, the nervousness will go away once you start doing it. You know that. It's that first phone call, first couple phone calls, and you know there's nothing to be nervous about, and then you'll get going.
It's kind of really set me in the right direction. I think I'm going to do that prospects for the joint ventures instead of just the individual.
Absolutely. And you know what? You do it first, and then if you see it working, put it out on Craigslist and get someone to make an hour's worth of phone calls for you each day. If you can afford to pay someone $15 an hour to get on the phone, someone making an hour's worth of phone calls a day can set you up. Because it is a lot of work, and it mentally can be hard. And so if you know it's going to work, pay someone to do it for you. Because if you get a good client, that one project will way pay for everything.
The group trainers was another big one that I was interested in. When Richard talks a lot about doing the group trainers for, like, the economic development centers.
That's the group training material, and there's your material. That's what I said, those eight-step workbooks. The DVDs I sent you is the group training, so that's going to train you on how to do all that.
Okay, so I just pretty much follow what Richard says and does on the DVDs.
Yep, that is correct.
That's like pretty much all the questions that I have for now.
Let me ask you, can I share this recording with some of the other new HMA consultants to help them out?
Sure, of course.
Okay, I appreciate it. Once I get this off the recorder, I will send this to you so you can listen to it over and over again, okay?
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, Corey, please keep me posted, okay? Email me anytime or call me anytime.
I will. I just want to say those interviews with Lewis Arouse about the market research, those really blew my mind also. That's a really big time saver also, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's some great resources in there. All right, man. Well, keep the faith and keep me posted.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this interview with Corey. I hope it has been helpful and given you encouragement to go out there and set up some joint ventures. For more information on the HMA Marketing Consulting System, all you have to do is go to www.myfirsthmaclient.com. That's www.myfirsthmaclient.com.